From KLW in San Francisco, I'm Max Jacobs, and this is Liner Notes. Hit it.
Oh, won't you come outside? You know as well as I do, you know as well as me, you know, I can leave you sleeping, I can leave you be.
The lovely harmonies you're hearing in the background are from the British band The Melodic, who joined me this week on Liner Notes. Each week we bring a new artist onto the show to hear about the music that influenced them. We play some of their music, and then bring in some of their favorite and their most inspiring records to play alongside. It could be a song they heard their grandmother sing to them when they were kids, or the first song that made them want to dance. Or maybe it's a guilty pleasure you'd never expect to hear from your favorite band. It's all a part of the story. On today's show, I'll be joined by three members of the band The Melodic. You could lump them in with the current English folk revival scene, but their sound is so unique, it's hard to find a good comparison for their music. Even the band has had trouble.
Well, a guy we met in Athens, Ohio, I think summed it up better than we'd ever summed it up. He said it sounded like Augustus Pablo and David Byrne got together and made an Andean folk band.
Like I said, it's a hard sound to define. And when you hear more of their music, you won't be surprised to learn they draw influences from South America, Africa, Jamaica, from English and American folk music, but also ironic, sentimental synth pop music.
This song's called Chin Chin. It's about that intimate moment when you kiss your lover's chin in the moment, in the morning, and all the power and the beauty in that. Who writes songs about that? Sure, Nicola Savage does.
I know you can't wait to hear that one. It's all coming up on Liner Notes. But first, let's listen back into their song Come Outside from their debut album, Ephra Parade. Welcome back to Liner Notes. I'm Max Jacobs. I'm joined in studio today by Hugh Williams, Lydia Samuels, and Rudy Schmidt of The Melodic. Welcome to the show, guys. How is everyone?
Good. Thank you.
Very well.
Pleased to be here.
Well, I thought we'd start off by if everyone wanted to introduce yourselves and what instrument or instruments you play.
My name's Rudy, and I play principally the charango, but I also play the melodica as well.
And for the people who may be not familiar, would you mind explanation of that?
The charango is it's an Andean instrument from kind of Peru, Bolivia, North Chile and Argentina and South America. It's a small stringed, 10-stringed instrument that kind of came out of the like mandolin and lute families and kind of...
It looks sort of like a ukulele.
Looks a bit like a ukulele, yeah. So, yeah.
But never say it's a ukulele, because...
I won't
never say that to a charango player. You just broke the first rule.
I said looks like, so...
Yeah, no, you're not allowed to mention the
all
same
right,
word.
All right. Within, never again.
Within 100 metres of a charango player. No, I'm only joking.
And I'm Lydia, and I play the auto harp and the melodica, and I sing as well.
And the melodica, for people who aren't familiar with that instrument.
I mean, the melodica is basically a little... kind of keyboard, like a little piano keyboard that you blow into that's got reeds behind all the notes. So it's kind of like playing an accordion, but you blow instead of moving the bellows. And it's commonly used in reggae and dub.
I'm Hugh, and I sing and play acoustic guitar, which needs No explanation.
Boring.
Yeah. All right, I play the wacky zoo bar. I don't know.
So we just heard a little bit of your music at the top of the show, and then hearing all the instruments you guys play, I think it's no surprise to listeners that there's a lot of different musical styles going on. And I know that's something always frustrating to people writing about music, and maybe to the people making music, is how do you categorize or put it in a genre? And just from your own website, well, from the music label's website, you know, I saw English, Afropop, Neo-Chilean, folk, dance, like all kinds of things.
Sounds about right.
Well, I was going to ask, like, to somebody who's never heard your music, how would you characterize it?
Well, a guy we met in Athens, Ohio, I think summed it up better than we'd ever summed it up. And it's kind of like, it was quite a big compliment as well. So I guess we couldn't use this in a press release. But he said it sounded like Augustus Pablo and David Byrne got together and made an Andean folk band. And Augustus Pablo being a reggae legend who played the melodica, and David Byrne of Talking Heads. And I think that summed it up for me better than we've summed it up ourselves before. What about you guys? Does that work for you?
I think that does work, but then it does leave out a lot of influences that are really important as well. So it's really hard to categorise our music, I think, because there's this Latin American reggae, and then there's also the English folk revival and American folk revival that's a really big part of the sound as well, I think.
Well, let's just jump into it. I asked you guys initially to pick a song either from early on, it could have been a childhood song that was inspirational, or just something that made you think about music differently, and you guys each picked something different. So I'm going to start with you, Lydia. You picked classic song, Velvet Underground song. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I wanted to pick something like really cool that, you know, people be like, wow, that was her first song that she loved. Yeah. But actually, I just wanted to be honest. And it was definitely that song, because I remember when I was about 8, just hearing it and just kind of going into a little trance. I think it does appeal to children because it's got that kind of bell, like xylophone kind of vibe. I think that it kind of drew me in.
And do you remember where you were when you heard it the first time?
I was in my friend's dad's car and it came on and I just went really silent.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
So let's go to you, Rudy. What was the song that you wanted to pick first, and how is it meaningful to you?
So I chose Music for a Found Harmonium by the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And I think I liked other music, that standard pop music that children like Oasis and Blur and Wigfield. That might be like just a reference that the English people know, but that was like a big dance pop hit in the
Saturday
in
night
the 90s.
Dance, I like the way you...
That's it. So I liked like normal thing that children
I
liked
got the first two, but yeah, I didn't get
well.
That one. So.
Yeah. But then I think I first heard the music from Penguin Cafe when I was probably about 9, and I was visiting my family in Belgium, and I just remember this music really sticking with me, and I didn't actually hear it for years. I listened to it a lot when I was away in Belgium with my family, and then I didn't hear it for years, but I'd always thought about it and I'd always gone back to it. And then it wasn't until I was about 16 or 17 that I heard it again, and then I was just like, oh, this is that music that I heard when I was a child, and this is kind of the music I've been waiting to hear again. And for me, we produced all our album ourselves, and the early stuff we recorded ourselves, and it really informed the way we produced our music, to kind of find a sound, something like this.
¶¶
You're listening to KALW San Francisco. I'm Max Jacobs, and this is Liner Notes. We're hearing some of the first songs that influenced the band, The Melodic, such as the Penguin Cafe Orchestra in the background. Singer and guitarist Hugh Williams wanted to play Dirty Old Town as his early song pick.
This was probably the first song I remember. My father used to sing folk songs to me and my brothers when we were kids, when we were very young kids at bedtime. And he had a song book of about 500 songs in, but we always used to just pester him to sing Dirty Old Town every night. So it was kind of like our hit, our family hit. So, and it was never, I've heard lots of versions of this song and I've never actually been that keen on any of them because, you know, when you hear a song in one context, I kind of struggle to adjust to hearing it in another. And so, yeah, Dirty Old Town is my song and this is the Ewan McCall version. And I like it, but it's not my
dad's. It's not my dad's. Yeah. All right, well, we'll do our best here. Let's give a little listen to Ewan McCall, and this is from 1949. Yeah, a song that it looks like is popular in England for, a long time. But let's hear the first version from 1949.
I found my love on the gasworks craft. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. Kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Heard a siren from the dark. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smelt the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
You're listening to Liner Notes on KALW. I'm Max Jacobs. My guest today is the band The Melodic. They've been picking out some music for us that helped inspire their own music. Before we hear some of their songs, the band wanted to play a Talking Head song that had meant a lot to everyone growing up. This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody, is the track.
But David Byrne and Talking Heads are just like an inspiration, generally. The way they mix art and pop music, and music from all around the world, Latin music, African music. And they were one of the first kind of white pop bands to integrate black music into their music in America, into pop music in America. So they're really pushing those boundaries, and they definitely influenced us in that respect.
It does seem like they, that can be a shaky ground, you know, when they're making that kind of music, but they did it in a way that they really gave a lot back to it.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, they took it forward. They took pop music forward, and yeah, they really knew, they were artists, so they really respected where music came from and the story behind music, and it wasn't like kind of a pastiche version of music. They were doing something really new with it, so they definitely inspired us in that respect.
Liner Notes on KALW. I'm Max Jacobs. We're hearing a song from the Talking Heads album Speaking in Tongues, a favorite of members of the band The Melodic. Before we get back into my interview with them, let's hear some of their music. As Rudy mentioned, they produced their own songs, and as you'll hear later in the show, it took a little while for them to pin down the exact sound they wanted. So listen in for the different melodies in this track, and in particular their use of the charango, the Andean instrument that is not a ukulele, and of course, the melodica. This one's called Hold On.
I find I'm drifting through time. Open new doors, still looking behind. Though I know you'll always be there, can't help but feeling what we had was rare. When we're back, all things fall into place. Was worried things have changed, it's never the case. If it's right, you know it can't be wrong. And when I'm gone, it's always too long. I'm holding on.
I'm holding on.
Holding on, I'm holding on.
I'm holding on. Still finding mine as we speak. Don't you know you keep me on the ground? Realize I'm looking for something I found.
I'm holding on.
I'm holding on.
Holding on, I'm holding on. Take me. Last thing you said was cast me away. First thing you said was take me. Last thing you said was cast me away. First thing you said was take me. Last thing you said was cast me away. First thing you said was take me. The last thing you said was cast me away.
Welcome back to Liner Notes on KALW. I'm Max Jacobs, joined by the band The Melodic. I want to play some more of your music, and you guys actually chose some of your songs to play with the music that you brought in. This first song is from Boubacar Traoré, a musician from Mali. So can you tell us about how you first discovered his music?
After we started playing music, we got into like 60s revival folk music, and then from there just kind of went outwards and... yeah, started listening to a lot of African music, like about 5 years ago, probably. And Boubacar Traoré is kind of was a really famous Malian singer from like the 60s when they got their independence, and he made really amazing music. And the track we chose is actually a much more modern track that he made, because they got their independence, then it all kind of fell apart, and he went to France to work, and then he was discovered by this French label who went to Mali to look for him, and then ended up finding him working on a building site in Paris, and then they kind of reignited his career again. And the track that's chosen is like, it's a very beautiful melodic track.
I think you can really hear from the main melody in that track, Kanu. You can really hear like some of the melodies we play on the melodica. There's a definite influence there, especially on this track, because it's the accordion, which is like the same sound as the melodica.
It's just like a very life-affirming melody, which we kind of like to bring that into our melodies, kind of celebration.
Great. Well, let's first hear this song, Kanu, by Boubacar Traoré, and then we'll listen to one of your songs, On My Way. You're listening to KALW in San Francisco. I'm Max Jacobs, and this is Liner Notes. We're hearing the tail end of the song Kanu by Boubacar Traoré, a song chosen by the band The Melodic, who are my guests today on the show. Now let's listen into their song, On My Way.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
You're listening to Liner Notes on KLW San Francisco.
So we can definitely hear the influence of the melodies of the instrumentation in that in those two songs. And you guys picked another song, another guy I wasn't familiar with, and I think probably not a household name, at least over in the States, but Augustus Pablo, Jamaican reggae musician and producer and famous for a lot of dub music. So is this sort of more common music? Did you guys grow up listening to him, or was it sort of a discovery as well?
I think this is probably a teenage discovery. When we first started learning instruments together and discovering music for ourselves and learning how to play, which was when we were about 16 years old, we were playing acoustic guitars and kind of trying to emulate our sort of folk revival heroes at that time who we just got into. And very quickly, we got a melodica involved and tried to bring in this reggae and dub influence, and it was kind of the combination of that acoustic guitar folk sound and matched with this reverence for dub and reggae that kind of set us on our path of this sound, which was always hard to define even then, when it was less complicated than it is now. But that's kind of where it started, and Augustus Pablo was a big part of that because he was sort of pioneering the melodica, and you know, in some places the melodica is regarded as a sort of educational toy for learning piano, as in it's a very sort of cheap, easy way to learn those skills. But
it's like the recorder here in America.
It's actually really diverse, and you can do lots of things with this, and when it's played well, it sort of adds a lot to our sound and to obviously Augusto Pablo's sound.
Well, let's listen into, you guys chose the song Java. Is there anything that we should listen for specifically? Just the style of play?
Just the melodic approach and the energy of the playing, really. And back in the day when we started, we actually just kind of plagiarized a lot of reggae chords, but did it in kind of a folk style. And I think that really informed our stylistic development of ourselves, like using two simple chords, a progression, which is really easy to kind of get into a melodic groove over the top of, and find simple but kind of moving melodies. Java.
This is Liner Notes. My name's Max Jacobs. I'm sitting here with the English band The Melodic, and we've been playing some of their favorite music, some of their inspirational music, and we've been listening to some of their music and drawing those lines ourselves. So I wanted to talk about a specific song on your guys' album, and when I've seen you guys perform live, you always announce it and usually have told a little story. It's called Ode to Victor Jara, and I asked you guys to play a song of his that we could listen to with us. So I'm wondering if you guys would just tell a little bit about him, and you know, how you learned about him and how that came to play a part in your music.
Well, I mean, Victor Jara was kind of a force of nature in Chile. He was kind of the leading voice of the social and political revolutions that happened in Chile in the early 70s. He was like a theatre director, a dancer. He toured like Europe, South America, playing music and with theatre. And he would also, along with a lot of other of his contemporary musicians like Inti, Iyamaini, Enki Laipoon, and others at that time, they would go to the countryside and they would collect folk music, folk dances, just to kind of keep that culture alive. And really, the whole point of their movement was preserving Chilean identity and culture in the face of American culture, which was kind of appropriating a lot of the media at that time, and it was kind of that culture was dying out. So they were they were really wanted to preserve it. And so, yeah, they also made up quite a big part of the socialist government, which was elected under Allende in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. And so he just had like really a force of nature, an amazing story, but also just wrote the most beautiful music, just moving. It was at times simple, but also very poetic. He was a composer, and he just really was the voice of the people. And that music, you don't need to understand what he's saying. I mean, we do know a lot of the songs are about, but you don't need to understand it at all. You can just feel the energy in that.
And he was, of course, executed after the coup and the government that ended up being led by Pinochet.
I mean, as the coup was taking place, him and the other people who'd kind of been leading the revolutionary movement, they all went back to the college, they all went back to the university, because that had been their kind of their base, and they knew they were going to die, but they all went, and it was like, it's kind of like all or nothing. And that's what's kind of tragic, is that once that dream had died of building this new country, they didn't want to live anymore, and they all went back there, and then eventually they were all captured, and within 2 days 3,000 artists were killed. And so it's a very sad story, but one that needs to be told.
You just heard the song La Partida by Inti Illimani, a song originally composed by the late Chilean musician Victor Jara. Now let's hear a song by my guest, The Melodic. This is their tribute, Ode to Victor Jara, on Liner Notes.
It was a free song, not owned by anyone, as common as the night, as common as the sun. And his song was gentle, his song was strong, his song was gentle, his song was strong. He traveled across the country, guitar in his hand, and learned the songs and dances of the people who worked the land. And his voice was gentle, his voice was strong, his voice was gentle, his voice was strong. His words, they were simple, they spoke of the everyday, the normal joys and sorrows that can take your breath away. And his words were gentle, his words were strong, his words were gentle, his words were strong. The people gathered sharing their ideals and belief. They took each other in their arms and then took to the streets. Alone they were gentle, together strong. Alone they were gentle, together strong. 1973, he was taken to a stadium at the hands of the army. And his hands were broken, his body shot. His hands were broken, his body shot. It was a free song, not owned by anyone. As common as the night, as common as the sun. And his song was gentle, his song was strong. His song was gentle, his song was strong.
Welcome back. I'm sitting here with The Melodic on Liner Notes. My name is Max Jacobs, and we just heard a song by the band The Melodic, Ode to Victor Jara, and we heard one of his songs, a song composed by him right before that. And I wanted to hear another song. This is something that you guys currently are playing live. It's not on your album, and it's a song by Anne Briggs, and first time I heard it, I thought it was such a beautiful song, and I guess I wanted to hear the story of how you guys learned about her. A British singer, songwriter, one who I would say is certainly not a household name in the U.S. And you guys chose one of her songs as well. So how did that come about, and what was the decision to play one of her songs?
Well, I think, as we said earlier, we're all really interested in the British folk revival. And Anne Briggs in the 60s and 70s was a really big part of that scene. And me and Hugh actually met playing kind of traditional songs together in a little folk group. And he is really into Bert Jansch. And I think Anne Briggs is kind of like the female counterpart to Bert Jansch.
Yeah, I definitely discovered Anne Briggs through Bert Jansch, because Bert Jansch was a Scottish guitarist and singer who kind of applied a sort of blues finger-picking style to a lot of traditional folk songs, and also wrote his own compositions. But he played with Anne Briggs, and I was really inspired by his guitar style originally, and it kind of led me to Anne Briggs. But she's got quite a haunting voice in its purity, in a way. It's got this really pure, high pitch to it that kind of really cuts through everything, and you can listen to her a cappella or with musical accompaniment, and it's just really, really powerful. So
I think she did a lot for English and British folk music, because I think that at the turn of the 20th century there was a lot of collecting of British folk songs, and I think that they kind of ended up having a bit of a twee feel to them. A lot of the way they were scored and when they were sung by people, they kind of sounded a bit like sort of country bumpkin, twee. I was not really into that sort of thing. But then Anne Briggs, I think, really takes you to the root of the song, and like the kind of, a lot of her songs are like, really, as Hugh said, really haunting and lonely sounding and mysterious, and it kind of makes you feel a bit better about being British, I think, when you listen to Anne Briggs.
Well, let's listen into the song. The one you guys chose is "The Snow It Melts the Soonest" by Anne Briggs.
Oh, the snow it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the corn it ripens fastest when the frosts are setting in. And when a young man tells me that me face he'll soon forget, to follow it yet. Oh, the snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the swallow skims without a thought as long as it is spring. But when spring blows and winter goes, me lad, and you be fain with all your pride, for to follow me where it cross the stormy main.
You just heard the song The Snow It Melts the Soonest by Anne Briggs here on Liner Notes. I'm Max Jacobs, and my guests are members of the band The Melodic. They chose this song, and then they performed one of her songs in studio. It's called Go Your Way.
Drawing water from the well, spilling over on the grass, walking home, my heart is filled with pain. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. And as I wander through the trees, I'm kicking up the windy leaves. I wonder where you may be sleeping now. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. And as I sit mending clothes that you will never ever wear, looking daily for you I do prepare. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. Are you in some distant land, or have you gone to lend a hand, or do you lie alone and dying now? You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love.
You're listening to Liner Notes on KLW. I'm Max Jacobs, and I'm sitting here with The Melodic, and we just heard their beautiful version of the Anne Briggs song, Go Your Way. And before that, we heard her song, The Snow It Melts the Soonest. Thank you guys so much for performing that. It was it's a really beautiful song.
Oh, thank you.
And you said you're hoping to actually to send that to Anne Briggs. And
yeah, I'm in the process of writing an email to her, which I've been writing for about 6 months, because I'm scared that scared how she's going to feel about me singing her song. Because she sung like mainly traditional songs and kind of rediscovered traditional songs, but she was also a writer, and I think that's definitely the greatest song she wrote. So beautiful.
Well, I'm going to switch gears completely here for a second. I asked you guys to pick a song that was totally off genre, and I know we've gone through a lot of genres already here, and you guys did that for me, that's for sure. And you picked a song, another one I was unfamiliar with, Sean Nicholas Savage, and the song was Chin Chin. So
You guys want to tell me about that song?
Well, me and Rudy discovered this guy on the same evening when we'd gone to see another Canadian performer called Mac DeMarco play.
And he's a contemporary singer, isn't
he? Sure, yeah. And Sean Nicholas Savage was the support act this night. And I just remember the feeling when he first came out on stage and just being kind of confused and amused at the same time, but also then blown away by his talent. And that was a really special moment. And Rudy has probably taken his obsession of Sean Nicholas Savage further than any of us, but yeah, I'm sure.
But
he
it
can
is
tell us
definitely
more.
A band favorite. Like everyone is united in this like really intense love for him and his music.
He's incredible. He's just a complete genius. He's released like 8 albums or something. He's really prolific, and his songs are just, they're simultaneously 100% sincere, 100% emotional, but 100% ironic. And he's kind of, I mean,
that's 300%.
That's three.
He's delivering 300%. That's how great he is. But I used to find it kind of funny.
Yeah.
His songs, and now I've just completely lost that, and I just find them incredibly moving, because they really are. You just have to kind of give him a chance, and then you realise that I think he's the greatest songwriter of our generation. I'm not lying.
Maybe she said it here on KLW 91.7.
I mean, this song's called Chin Chin. It's about that intimate moment when you kiss your lover's chin in the morning, and all the power and the beauty in that. Who writes songs about that? Sean Nicholas Savage does.
Kiss tiny chin chin in the morning. That's the way the day begins and ends. Almost with nothing in. Such a cheeky chinny feeling. Naked in the cold fluorescent light. Reflecting in your mirror at night. Begging you to give to
Welcome back to Liner Notes on KLW. I'm Max Jacobs. We just heard the song Chin Chin by Sean Nicholas Savage, a favorite of the band The Melodic, who are joining me here in studio. I'd like to keep talking about songwriting and lyrical inspiration. And when we talked about that before the show, you wanted to touch on the poet W.H. Auden, and you've chosen a poem of his to read. So what should we listen for in this poem, and what do you hear in his work in general?
Well, there's a bit of a story behind it. If this is going to be played with plunge, is that I can't remember exactly how it came about, but for a long time, and we still do in our live sets, we use a couple of the verses from this poem as the introduction to our song Plunge. And we actually, for legal reasons, couldn't do that on our album, so we rewrote our lyrics, but inspired by these lyrics. So that was a kind of direct inspiration, and it's a really beautiful poem, and it just kind of felt right for the tune that we were making at the time. And yeah, so
it almost seems like it has the cadence of a song to some.
Sure, definitely, it definitely sounds very lyrical.
Auden was an incredible poet because he knew the complete canon of poetry. He wrote in like all forms, and he was I guess I use the word virtuous. He was virtuous with words and rhythm, and I think that's why so many of his poems sound like songs as well.
All right, so let's hear an excerpt from this poem, As I Walked Out One Evening.
Oh, plunge your hands in water. Plunge them in up to the wrist. Stare, stare in the basin and wonder what you've missed. The glacier knocks in the cupboard. The desert sighs in the bed. And the crack in the teacup opens a lane to the land of the dead. Where the beggars raffle the banknotes and the giant is enchanting to Jack and the lily-white boy is Aurora and Jill goes down on her back. Oh, look, look in the mirror. Oh, look in your distress. Life remains a blessing, although you cannot bless. Oh, stand, stand at the window as the tears scald and start. You shall love your crooked neighbour with your crooked heart. It was late, late in the evening, the lovers, they were gone. The clocks had ceased their chiming, and the deep river ran on.
That was an excerpt of the W.H. Auden poem, As I Walked Out One Evening, read by Lydia Samuels of The Melodic. Let's listen back into the end of the interview.
I thought maybe that would be a great way to go out, and we were going to play your song, Plunge. And I just wanted to say thank you guys for playing some of your music for us, some of the inspirational music. It was great to hear your
thanks
music.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
This show is a production of KALW in San Francisco. Chris Hoff was our studio engineer. Please check us out at klw.org to get more information about the show and find links to the Melodic's music. I hope you'll join us next week for a new artist, a new set of songs, and a new story. It's Liner Notes.
Plunge your hands in the basin, clench them fast into fists. The water always escapes you, however tight your grip. Cast your eyes out the window as the dark invades the day. You search for words of solace but find nothing to say. Differently from you, must seem different to you, must seem different to you. Never willing to step down, how long before I'll drown? Town to town, I look to the ground. Muffled is the sound of cries before they drown. Stronger than our hearts, weaker than the power, now who's the clown?